It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Beat Bernie brought to you by our dear friend Pete Morgan and the fine folks at Fearless Boilers. They do build America's best boilers. Today's contestant on Long Island, his name is Michael, a commercial airline pilot, really. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sid. How are you?
I'm all right, brother. What can you say? Tell us what airline you work for. You'd rather not.
It's a commercial. It's a family. I'm a commercial pilot for a resident, like a family.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of cash right there. All right. Well, congratulations on getting on the show today. Wish you the best of luck in how the game is played, and you're ready to go.
You got it.
Let's do it. What United States city shares a nickname with the fictional city in the book film The Wizard of Oz, the Emerald City?
Washington, Seattle.
Yes! I didn't know that. Very good, Mike. Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican president. His vice president during his first term was the first Republican vice president. Who was Lincoln's vice president during his first term as president? I mean, who would know?
Enrico Palazzo.
That's a great answer. Of you folks that don't know, he sang the national anthem in The Naked Gun. It was brilliant. No, we're looking for Hannibal Hamlin. Where do you come up with Enrico Palazzo, Mike? That's great.
It's always on my mind.
How many radio hosts outside of me would know that? All kidding aside.
I know.
Very few. The Suez Canal divides the Asian and African portions of what country?
Egypt.
Yep.
Wrong.
He's right. In 1996, who was the wife of the vice president that published a collection of her photographs titled A Visual Diary?
1996?
That is correct, yes.
Hillary Clinton.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax should be Jesus.
Tipper Gore, the wife of the vice president. Yes, it was Al Gore. Finally, what is the capital of the country of Denmark? Not easy.
No. Well, thank you.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax.
I'll tell you what. At least you're funny. The answers that were wrong were funny. We were looking for Copenhagen, but hold on. You got two right, and we'll give you a chance to talk to Bernie after he kicks your ass, because he will.
I'm interested. I'm sure Bernie will ask him about the pilots and,
yes,
you know.
I'm sure he will.
Taking not the best.
Bernard, you need three to win today, okay?
Oh, my God.
All right, tough guy.
All
right. What United States city shares a nickname with the fictional city in the book film The Wizard of Oz, the Emerald City? A real U.S. city shares a nickname.
A real U.S. city?
Well, it's called the Emerald City. That's right.
You're talking about Oz, the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Well, the Emerald City was in was the name of the city in The Wizard of Oz, but it's also the nickname of a real American city, the Emerald City.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That would be, of course, Dublin, Georgia.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax
should be Jesus. Your hint is Russell Wilson.
Seattle.
Very good. You know your football. Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican president. His vice president during his first term was the first Republican vice president. Who was Lincoln's vice president during his first term as president?
His first term? Okay, well, he was, Andrew Johnson succeeded him. So he was his vice president when he was shot.
Right.
So his first vice president was, had to be Dan Quayle.
Wrong, you two-legged.
No, it was Hannibal Hamlin. Come on.
Wait, how do you know that?
Does everything go over your head?
Dublin, Georgia? I was
Dan Quayle?
I
would have said wrong, too, because I didn't think you knew Hannibal Hamlin.
Hannibal Hamlin, of course.
Of course.
I mean, I read two books, Bill O'Reilly's and another, James Swanson's book.
Oh, you're done.
On Killing Lincoln, Manhunting Killing Lincoln.
All right, so there's three questions to go. If you get all three, you win. If you get two out of three, you win. And that's how this game is going to go. The Suez Canal divides the Asian and African portions of what country?
Egypt.
So now you've tied at 2-2. You get one of these last two correct. You win today's game. In 1996, Bernie, who was the wife of the vice president that published a collection of her photographs titled A Visual Diary?
Well, you're essentially asking me who was vice president in 1996. Right. That would be Al Gore's wife, Tipper.
That's right. So you've already won today's game, as you always do. Finally, what is the capital of the country of Denmark?
Copenhagen.
Yes, 4-2, your final score. Bernie beats Mike. Mike Bernie is a commercial airline pilot on Long Island. Say hello to Mike.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Bernie?
Great job, good effort out of you, Mike. Listen, you're a commercial airline pilot. Do you fly in and out of A, Kennedy, or B, MacArthur Airport?
MacArthur, B.
So you live in Long Island just for that reason, or did you grow up out there?
No, I grew up in Massachusetts.
And you learned to fly a plane, in the military, I'm guessing?
I was military for 9 years, and then I went to a school in North Dakota to become a pilot.
Wow. Well, look, thank you for your service. And B, how do you like flying commercial?
Fantastic.
I mean...
make a lot of money?
You put it on autopilot and you kind of just take a nap, right?
Do the crossword puzzles, and then land itself.
Wow, that's beautiful. Well, listen,
can I take one moment?
Sure, absolutely.
I think everybody just needs to take a moment and think of that officer right now and that funeral going out in Green Lawn. And just put that family in everybody's hearts today.
You couldn't agree more. Of course, that is Anastasio Sakos. Is that how you say
that's
his name?
Exactly right.
And his wake starts in 11 minutes. So your timing, Mike, is perfect. His funeral, I should
say. That is a good job out of you,
yes,
Mike. We've been talking about it all morning, but it bears repeating for sure.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for your service, and thank you for your heart. That's a great job, buddy. Have a nice day.
Be well, guys.
Take care. To commemorate National Nurses Day this Thursday, talking about another nice thing, and most importantly, to thank you for your tireless service, WABC wants to give a nurse a chance to win a trip. You ready for this? To Palm Beach, Florida. Am I a nurse? I could use a trip. No, these nurses deserve it, folks. If you're a nurse, man, do you deserve it. Go to WABCradio.com/nurse to enter for your chance to win. This is really nice. Nice job out of WABC, and certainly deserving for these wonderful people. From all of us at WABC, thank you for what you do. National Nurses Day coming up this Thursday, and we're giving a nurse a chance to go to Palm Beach, Florida. 1-800-848-WABC. As always, that's the number, 1-800-848-9222. We will close it out as we do every day on the phone with you guys, any topic you want. Your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid is next.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.